thing that rocks.
Good morning, 6:34. Oh, my toe hurts so bad this morning.
You know what? Quit bitching about your toe.
After an intense boat race yesterday.
Your toe is fine. You don't even need your toe.
No, I ripped my toe open on something in the water. Then, of course, I'm walking around in that muck. So if I die of some weird disease, you know what it was? It's because of that damn cardboard boat race.
He went down like a soccer player.
That's it, pretty much. I think I flopped quite well. Thank you very much.
You almost had your funeral yesterday.
You bastard. All right, let's do some rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Well, today is kind of a sad day.
Oh, yeah,
More of a somber note. Today is the first anniversary of Chester Bennington's death. He hung himself at his home in California on July 20th of 2017. I can't believe it's been a year already. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just was talking about this and breaking the news.
It's pretty wild how fast that went by.
Man. There are fan-led tributes all around the world set for this weekend. Bennington's widow, Talinda, even tweeted out a link to a Google document where fans could add the details and locations about their memorials. Previously unpublished picture of Talinda and Chester appears on the cover of the new issue of Kerrang, along with interviews with her as well as Bennington's mother, Susan, and sister, Toby. Bennington's bandmates in Linkin Park have moved on in different ways. The remaining members did an all-star tribute concert to Bennington on October 27th at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. Mike Shinoda poured his grief over his friend's death into a solo album called Post Traumatic. That is out now. You know, we talked yesterday about Shinoda addressing the future of the band and saying, you know, we've been approached about it. Some of the band members aren't ready for it. He's not saying no. But we don't know exactly yet what is in store for Linkin Park.
All right, it's been a year. It's definitely sad.
Yeah.
I definitely have mixed emotions about it, though. When somebody takes their own life.
It's tough, man. He struggled with depression and addiction for a long time. He was open about it, talking about his battles with depression and suicidal thoughts. It's hard not to link Bennington's suicide with that of Chris Cornell, as he sang at Cornell's funeral and then took his own life on Cornell's birthday 2 months later. Since then, many more rock musicians have opened up about their issues with depression and have encouraged fans to reach out to suicide prevention organizations. So it's weird, man. Like, that was a very weird time.
Yeah.
We lost Chris, and then right away we lost Chester. Really opened the conversation about suicide.
Yeah.
Which, if you want to look at a silver lining, I think we could definitely say that the silver lining to all of this is that I think it's been more open. It's been a better conversation. People, I think, have been more willing to talk about it, which is good. Which is good. I know there was, like, after Chester's death, there was, like, a huge spike, like a 14% hike in calls to suicide prevention hotlines, which... Yeah.
Just talk to somebody.
Yeah, man.
Just get it out there. Let people know it. Man.
Yeah. I got a couple clips here. Chester Bennington talked about his original dream life, which I don't think I would have expected him to say this.
I was in theater as a young kid, and my original dream of life was going to be, I wanted to be a Broadway theater actor.
That was Chester talking about that. He wanted to be a Broadway actor.
Yeah.
Probably would have been great at that. The guy can sing. He also, I have a clip of Chester Bennington talking about creativity and inspiration.
I tweeted out the other day, creativity is too big to be put in a box. And inspiration is also too big to come from just one source. And when you're in a band like Linkin Park, what I love most about it is it's like being in a new band every time we make a record.
Boy, did they make some great records.
Yeah.
Man. One year. So, like Hunter said, if you need to talk to someone or if you're feeling...
Please do so. You know, dude, I'm going to bring it up. I'm sorry. A couple weeks ago, Brock and I, Kristen and my wife, talked to a lady off a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to jump.
Yep.
And just that night, man, something snapped in my brain.
It was July 3rd.
July 3rd. Something snapped in my brain after that night. Mm-hmm. Like, man, this is a real thing.
Yeah. We were on the bridge on
Stevensville. It was Cleveland and Glenlord.
Yep, the one that's right over 94, and We were driving. We left your folks' place. Yeah. And, yeah, there was a lady on the bridge and...
ready to jump.
Yeah.
And we turned around.
Yeah.
And we talked her off.
Yeah. Well, you grabbed her. You were the real hero that night. You grabbed her. And big thanks to, it was a St. Joe PD that came out.
Lincoln Township Police Department. But it's a real thing, man. Like I said, that night, I couldn't sleep that night, really. Yeah. Just thinking about, man, this is a real issue.
Yeah.
And it's just, people don't like to talk about it.
And it's tough to talk about. It's tough to put yourself in that vulnerable position. But the big thing, and when we look at the deaths of Chris Cornell and now Chester Bennington having the 1 year anniversary, it affects a lot of people. Here's a musician that had, it seemed like had it all. Beautiful wife, family, millions of fans, and
it just shows that materialism doesn't make you happy.
No, and also too, you may not see it either. So you know, if someone you know it is maybe changed or it's I don't know, just talk to someone.
Spread the love.
Yeah, spread the love.
If you know somebody that could possibly be in that situation, yeah. Just show them love, man.
Yep.
So. Yeah, or just talk. Like I said, we're open, man. Yeah, if you guys need to talk to somebody,
yeah, call us.
We're always open.
Call us. All right. Well, Chester, we miss you, man. And again, you can find more on this. And there's all sorts of memorials going on this weekend for Chester. More.